Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. I'm excited to dive into today's technical topics, especially with the latest developments in the GPU landscape. Let's jump right into our headline overview for March 16, 2026. Headline overview. 1. Fedora Workstation 44 Beta Benchmarks. Initial performance tests on the AMD Ryzen AI Max Plus 395 reveal some interesting shifts as we transition from Fedora 43 to 44. 2. NVIDIA's ambitious AI hardware sales forecast. Jensen Huang projects NVIDIA will sell $1 trillion in AI hardware by 2027, raising questions about sustainability and market dynamics. 3. NVIDIA's new Vera Rubin Space Module. This innovative module claims up 25x the AI compute power of the H100 for orbital data centers. 4. NVIDIA's Groq 3 LPU and Vera CPUs. New architectures announced at GTC 2026 promise significant performance gains, positioning NVIDIA as a fierce competitor against AMD and Intel. 5. Roche's AI factories. The pharmaceutical giant is deploying over 3,500 NVIDIA Blackwell GPUs to enhance drug discovery and diagnostics. 6. NVIDIA DSX Air, a new simulation platform that accelerates the deployment of AI factories, reducing setup time from months to days. Now, let's dive deeper into each of these topics. Fedora Workstation 44 Beta Benchmarks. The recent benchmarks for Fedora Workstation 44 Beta, particularly on the AMD Ryzen AI Max Plus 395, show some interesting performance dynamics. Fedora 44 Beta introduces the GC16 compiler, which is still in development, while Fedora 43 was using GCC15. This transition has not been without its challenges. Initial tests indicate that performance may lag behind Fedora 43 in specific workloads. The tests conducted on the framework desktop highlight that while the kernel version remains stable with v6.1.teen across both releases, the change in compiler and other optimizations in the newer version may not yield immediate benefits. This is particularly relevant for developers looking to leverage the latest features of the Ryzen architecture. As Fedora continues to push the envelope with its rolling release model, it's crucial for developers to stay updated on these changes and their implications on performance. NVIDIA's ambitious AI hardware sales forecast. In a bold statement at GTC 2026, Jensen Huang, NVIDIA's CEO, projected that the company would generate $1 trillion in revenue from AI hardware sales by 2027. This assertion positions NVIDIA as a potential market leader, but it raises significant questions about the sustainability of such growth. Analysts are skeptical, pointing out that no company has ever reached $1 trillion revenue from hardware sales alone. Huang's projection relies heavily on the increasing demand for AI infrastructure, which, while currently booming, could face challenges in scalability and profitability. The conversation around NVIDIA's pricing strategies and the potential for inflation in the AI hardware market is crucial. As companies like AMD continue to innovate, the competitive landscape might shift, potentially altering these revenue forecasts. NVIDIA's new Vera Rubin Space Module. NVIDIA has unveiled the Vera Rubin Space Module, claiming it can deliver up to 25 times the AI compute power of the H100 for orbital data centers. This is a groundbreaking step in leveraging AI in space, enabling real-time processing of data from space-based instruments. The integration of tightly coupled CPU-GPU architectures within this module is designed to handle large data streams efficiently. This could revolutionize how we analyze astronomical data and manage satellite constellations. Companies like Etherflux and Planet Labs are already on board, utilizing this technology for real-time data management in space. With the potential for significant advancements in geospatial intelligence, the implications for scientific research and commercial applications are vast. NVIDIA's Groq 3 LPU and Vera CPUs. At GTC, NVIDIA introduced the Groq 3 LPU and new Vera CPUs, aimed at enhancing the capabilities of their Vera Rubin platform. The Groq 3 LPU is designed to optimize inference processes, boasting 150 TB per sec of bandwidth through its 500 MB of SRAM, a significant improvement for latency-sensitive applications. The Vera CPU, featuring 88 cores and a new architecture, is set to challenge AMD and Intel directly, particularly in AI-centric workloads. With claims of 6x CPU throughput gains and 50% performance improvements over standard CPUs, NVIDIA is positioning itself as a formidable competitor in the CPU market. This strategic expansion into CPU manufacturing could reshape the dynamics of data centers, especially those focused on AI and machine learning. Roche's AI factories. Roche is making headlines with its deployment of over 3,500 NVIDIA Blackwell GPUs across its pharmaceutical and diagnostics divisions. This substantial investment aims to embed AI deeply within their operational framework, enhancing drug discovery and diagnostic capabilities. The lab-in-the-loop strategy employed by Roche integrates AI into every stage of the drug development process, significantly reducing the time required to bring new therapies to market. This shift not only accelerates the pace of innovation, but also highlights the critical role of AI in modern healthcare. The implications for patient care and the efficiency of drug development processes are profound, making Roche a leading example of AI's transformative potential in the industry. NVIDIA DSX Air. NVIDIA DSX Air is a new simulation platform designed to streamline the deployment of AI factories. By allowing organizations to create high-fidelity digital twins of their intended infrastructure, DSX Air significantly reduces the time required to bring new AI capabilities online from months to mere days. This approach not only accelerates the deployment process, but also minimizes risks associated with hardware integration and troubleshooting. The potential for companies to validate their architectures before physical deployment could redefine how AI infrastructure is built and scaled. As AI factories grow in complexity, tools like DSX Air will be essential for maintaining competitive advantages in the rapidly evolving tech landscape. As we wrap up today's discussion, it's clear that the GPU landscape is evolving at an unprecedented pace. With AMD continuing to innovate alongside fierce competition from NVIDIA, the next few years promise to be transformative for GPU developers and machine learning engineers alike. Looking ahead, we can anticipate further advancements in AI hardware, software integration, and the ongoing exploration of AI capabilities in diverse fields, from pharmaceuticals to space exploration. The future is bright for those of us in the GPU and AI sectors, and I'm excited to see how these developments unfold. Thank you for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily. Let's keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with GPUs and AI.